Hi, I'm Cyril Moshko. You're listening to the Russian Jazz Podcast, which I'm recording here in Moscow, Russia. We're about to hear one of the most brilliant recordings of the Soviet jazz of the 1960s. That decade was unusually liberal in the Soviet authorities' attitude towards jazz, because they had another cultural threat to deal with, rock and roll, which, unlike most jazz, had songs to sing. Thus, the Soviets' attitude towards jazz that dominated during the 1960s could be described as, all right, let them play a little bit of that cacophonic American music, at least they don't sing. The Oleg Lundstrom Orchestra in Moscow in the late 1960s acquired the best young improvising jazz soloists from the whole country. It was not the most progressive jazz big band of the era, music-wise, but Oleg Lundstrom, who organized his big band back in the 1935 in Harbin, northern China, and brought it back to his native Russia in 1947, was a very smart band leader who knew well how to keep balance between entertainment and art. His young soloists in late 1960s contributed a lot of really valuable music to the band's charts. Some historians say that Oleg Lundstrom's orchestra never sounded more fresh and more interesting than in 1967, when its main featured soloist was a young alto sax player from Leningrad called Roman Kunzman. Roman Kunzman shone like a bright star on the Soviet Union's jazz horizon in 1967. On the two main Soviet jazz festivals in 67 in Tallinn, Estonia, and then in Moscow, the orchestra performed some of his own compositions and arrangements, which were a huge hit in Russian jazz community. In the early 1970s, Roman Kunzman immigrated to Israel and took his new jazz rock fusion band called Platina to Newport Jazz Festival in New York City in 1974. He was an extremely gifted musician and composer, but he wasn't lucky enough to make it in the United States. Here is what All Music Guide says on Kunzman. Producer Hank O'Neill attributes the late Roman Kunzman's lack of commercial success to the fact that he was never in the right place at the right time. O'Neill speaks the truth. Kunzman was a talented alto saxophonist, flutist, and composer. He never received the sort of break that would have made him better known in the jazz world. End of quotation. Upon Kunzman's return to Israel, he never paid any serious attention to self-promotion or commercial success. His religious life became much more important to Roman Kunzman. In 2000, he started to tour Russia after a 30-year break and Ukraine, and those who remembered his early success were surprised how incredibly good were both his music and his playing when he was already in his early 60s. Unfortunately, Roman Kunzman died at his home in Israel in November 2002 of a cause that remained unknown and was attributed by local authorities to an accident. The Oleg Lundstrom Orchestra kept on swinging for years and years. It still exists, being now the world's oldest working jazz big band, though its last original member, Oleg Lundstrom himself, passed away in 2005, aged 89. We are listening to the recording made in 1967 during the Moscow Jazz Festival. Oleg Lundstrom Orchestra plays Roman Kunzman's tune that features Kunzman on alto saxophone. The tune is entitled Ray of Darkness.
Thank you.
My name's Cyril Moshko. This was the Russian Jazz Podcast. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.